So at this point, I want to even make it more practical, because I've attended a lot of lectures in my day where a guy gets up here, lists about 50 different supplements for blood glucose regulation or whatever else, and I walk away, and I consider myself pretty proficient in this field, going, well, what the hell are you supposed to do with that? Like, okay, there's 50 blood sugar regulating supplements. Do I take all 50? Do I take 25 or just one? I have no idea. And so I've left a lot of talks with that. So why don't we even wrap up with George? Why don't I just tell you what he did? And it'll give you a good perspective here on how easy it can be. So with George, I got a text from him a couple weeks later after his surgery, and this is what he sent. It's only been 3 days since my surgery and my injury healed like Wolverine from the X-Men. I'll be back in training in no time at all, thanks. And so I don't attribute this 100% to the supplement and nutrition protocol, but I think it helped. George also happens to be a genetic freak and has the best doctors on the planet and everything else. So that may have played into it too. But I'd like to share what we did. Prior to surgery, I had him eating normally for that previous week. And normally for George is pretty outstanding because he has a full-time chef cooking all of his meals. And so I've planned all of that for him so he gets proper nutrition. In fact, the chef drops it off. He trains at three different gyms, usually three times a day. So he just has a meal waiting for him or a shake waiting for him at each gym. So it's pretty sweet. Do you use any of these types of services with your clients? Yeah, I mean, it's actually getting surprisingly affordable and convenient. I remember when I moved down to Miami and was running my training business there, it was one of the girls who worked at the gym, her mom started a little business like this, and this was in the 90s, and it was $5, and every day she would bring me three meals of huge chicken breast or lean burger patties, baked potato or whatever, and a big thing of broccoli. So it's like $5 back in the day. And nowadays it's kind of getting cheaper as well. So, I mean, George's chef is not cheap, okay, because she makes like these amazingly gourmet meals for him and stuff and that sort of a thing. But there's a service in Toronto that we use that's about $7 a meal or something like that. I live too far outside of the city for them to deliver to me, which kind of pisses me off because our entire staff gets it and I'm the only one who doesn't. But nevertheless, I mean, these things are becoming extremely affordable. So whenever I talk about having a chef cook your meals and stuff, people are always like, oh boy, wouldn't that be nice? Well, it's actually probably within most of your reach. And with George, we had him eating normally for the week leading up to the event. No supplements for that leading up week, especially fish oil. Any ideas why? It has an anticoagulation effect. I don't know if you guys have heard about that, but it's pretty potent. And so, during surgery, we probably don't want someone to have excessive bleeding. And also it may factor in with the other medications that they might give him. So we just let the doctor know about the prior fish oil use and we drop it for about a week. And then after that, I like to make it as simple as possible. For someone like George in particular, he's not gonna run around looking for like zinc and copper and blah, blah, blah. So we just made it really simple. So we gave him a multivitamin. Quest is one that he could get like at the local pharmacy, no problem. So he just took one capsule of multivitamin twice a day. And then we got him a curcumin from a company called BioTest in the States, a fish oil called Flame Out, again from BioTest, and the Muscle Armor, right? So we just gave him two supplement periods, breakfast and dinner. So he had a multivitamin, a curcumin, a Flame Out, and his Muscle Armor in the morning with breakfast, and then he had it again in the evening, and it was that easy. So I just like to show you guys this because, again, as we go through all the recommendations, it can feel a bit overwhelming, like, oh man, I'm not gonna do all that and my clients never will. And it's really quite simple. It's just a couple of pills and maybe a drink twice a day. But I'll share with you a new protocol that I'm messing around with as well. And for those of you who were in my lecture yesterday, you'll know I've been competing at Masters Track and Field. It's kind of a revival of my athletic career now that I'm an old guy. And this year was my first year back training and competing in about 22 years. So it's a lot of fun for me, but my body's a little different than it was 22 years ago in terms of recovery, and things happen. So at the beginning of the year, I was a little bit overzealous in my training and I started to feel some hamstring issue. And so here's the protocol that I used. Now the first part I think is important to emphasize, right? Because we're talking about nutrition here, but we have to think of that in the context of a larger sort of injury recovery kind of process, right? And what you might do as a best practice for injury recovery. So, you know, first thing is I'm out on the track, I'm being an idiot and going too hard too early and feels like I was shot in the back of the leg. I'm pissed. I'm like, okay, if I don't handle this right, it's gonna be 8 weeks before I can actually train again. So, you know, I start 2 to 4 times a day, ice, heat, so contrast, and then elevation. And then the next thing is just stretching and light activation once per day or twice per day, or, you know, when I was really getting obsessive about it, I was, I'm gonna activate this every few hours. And then, you know, I have an active release guy, and you guys are all familiar with ART, yes? Yeah? And so I started seeing him twice a week. So, you know, these are all things, because if we're gonna supplement and eat in a specific way to accelerate injury recovery, we also wanna make sure those supplements are getting delivered on a routine basis to sites of injury that don't have a great blood supply, like soft tissues, ligaments, tendons, things like that. They don't have an awesome blood supply, so by activating, doing ART, contrast, you get this blood flow pumping through there at an accelerated rate, you get better nutrient delivery. So see how it's all part of the process, right? So then for me, I use the curcumin, which is basically turmeric is curcumin. And I've been playing around with a product called Sorenzyme, and you guys may have a comparable product over here, but they're basically systematic enzymes. So it's not used as a digestive enzyme, although when you look at the label, it seems like it might be. So it has proteases and things like that. But the idea is that if you take it on an empty stomach and certain strains of different enzymes, they'll actually be absorbed into the body and they'll work systemically. So they'll find sites of inflammation and sites of injury and help with that repair. So this product, for example, is called Sorenzyme because it's predominantly marketed to weightlifters to help them not be so sore after workouts. And, you know, I don't know if I totally support that concept, but I love the idea of what they can do for an injury situation. So that's one of the things I started almost immediately. Fast Joint Care Plus was one that I sort of was taking all along, but I think maybe played a role here, which is the eggshell membrane product that we talked about. And then I took a multivitamin, and then I just took liquid fish oil. So again, that was kind of my protocol. So how it was different from George's was I didn't include the muscle armor stuff, so the HMB and the amino acids, but I did include the eggshell membrane and then this new thing that I'm playing around with, which is this systematic enzyme supplementation. If you guys want more information specifically about what we're talking about, you can pop over to our website at precisionnutrition.com. You'll know you're there by the little apple with the abs. And we have over 500 free articles on the site. A lot of stuff like we talked about today and a lot more. And then again, if your name is on the list that Mark came around with, I'll be sending you an ebook follow-up. So the link will take you to a special page on our site, which is just for you guys to download the ebook. So officially, that's the end of the presentation.